This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for the patient. Ida Colon, medical records 124301, date of birth 9/19/47, referring physician Dr. Arnold Fleischman. Procedure performed, flexible sigmoidoscopy, secondary procedure. Secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure January 11, 2023. Indications, cysto-rectal ulcer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diverticulosis coli, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 2, distal rectal ulcer, periapical deform insertion. Descent in colon, complication known immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia care, periapical gap of the procedure, after information was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced up to the descent in colon without complications, period. Examination performed from drop, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure, monitoring the procedure, period. Retroflexion performed at the rectum, periapical gap findings, and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the rectum, there is a ulcer with some stool residual in it, period. Biopsies were taken, period. No stigmata recent bleed, period. Sigmoidosis in colon, multiple diverticula seen, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, photopathology report. Number 2, high fiber diet. Number 3, fiber supplementations with bulking agents, period. Next number, patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Next number, we'll consider mesalamine for the treatment of rectal ulcers, depending on pathology reports, period. Patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period.